Two brothers have started production at their cidery in downtown Mesa. Josh and Jason Duran are the people behind Cider Corps. They'll host an open house on Veterans Day as their first public event serving up apple cider. The timing is not coincidental. Jason is a retired Marine and served in Afghanistan. The brothers started making cider as a hobby after Jason came home suffering from two traumatic brain injuries caused by IED blasts. Earlier this year, I visited their cidery as they were getting some of their equipment installed to talk to the brothers, and I started by asking Josh, why cider?
Yeah, so cider for us came out of the experimental. We were big into craft beer, and I had thought about brewing beer, and Jason, on his way back from Afghanistan, had stopped in Ireland and had some cider, and I had also had some cider up in British Columbia. And so when he came back from Afghanistan and was looking to do something during retirement, we started the experimentation of making cider.
What is the market like right now? I mean, how much do people know about apple cider? How much are people looking to drink apple cider?
Right now, cider is the second fastest growing alcoholic beverage behind whiskey, and is slowly sweeping back over the states. Super popular in Washington, Oregon, California, and now it's time for Arizona.
Where do you get your apples?
All of our apples are coming from Oregon and Washington. We have worked with people locally here in Arizona that grow apples, but we figured if we want to have some of the best product, we need to start with the best ingredients. And the best apples in the world come from those places. So,
now, Josh, I'm wondering if making cider is kind of like baking, where the apples that you maybe use to make a pie are not the same kind of apples you use to eat. Is it the same with cider, or is there a crossover there?
So there's millions of different types of apples, varietals. Some that you could use for baking or just your standard eating apples can also be used for cider making. But the varieties are so limitless that you could add bitter, tart, sweet, dry. But there's also a lot of apples that just don't have a lot of juice.
What is the process like for brewing apple cider? Like, what do you have to do?
So we're a little bit different than a brewery in the sense that we're not taking the edible grains and running them through a mash and a boil. We get the juice fresh pressed within 3 days of pressing. And when the juice gets here, it goes straight into our fermenters where we add nutrients and yeast. And that's how we start our fermentation process, much like a winery.
How long does it take once you get the juice to be able to produce a product that people can drink?
Because we use so many different types of yeast strains, some of them are done within a week, some of them take 3 weeks. We ferment at between 66 and 68 degrees. So really it's dependent on the yeast strain to decide how long fermentation goes. After that, it's another week or two of flavor filtration and carbonation before it's servable.
Josh, why do you think that this market is ready for this product? Like, why do you think this is a good place to be doing this sort of thing?
Phoenix is, as an entire metro, is growing leaps and bounds in its desire for craft food, craft beverages, and it's becoming a city and even really a state that's kind of known for what we're producing. And we've seen through some of these different cider dinners that we've done with some restaurants around town, taking the product to different environments, we've seen kind of that desire, that craft desire, where people want to try and people want to expand their palate.
Jason, apple drinks are something that I think a lot of people are familiar with. I mean, a lot of kids drink apple juice, you know, grown-ups drink regular apple cider, not hard apple cider. Does that help you in the sense that people maybe have a sense of what a product might taste like, or maybe does it hurt you because they have in their mind, well, this is what the apple cider would taste like when I was sitting by the fire, you know, on a fall evening drinking it with the cinnamon stick in it, and this does not taste like that?
I don't think it hurts us. I think we need to teach people the difference between their apple juice and what we're making, fermented apple juice. But some of that with having people understanding how wine is made and grapes and going through fermentation and ending up with an alcoholic beverage is a lot simpler for people to understand and grasp than when trying to explain how you get the sugars out of grains for beer.
At the end of the day, this tap room is kind of the lifeblood of who Cider Corps is, because our long-term goal is to use this product to bring forth a platform to help our city and other cities, hopefully, the understanding of veterans coming back whose lives have been severely altered through injuries or you name it, career paths. And this will be a place where we'll regularly be hosting different organizations to allow them to share their message of how they're helping, be supportive, get the community's involvement in that support. And for us, this place is kind of everything.
Josh and Jason Duran are the brothers behind Cider Corps. They'll be hosting an open house at their downtown Mesa Cidery on Veterans Day tomorrow.